Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Troubleshooting this morning, but was able to connect up. Power's out, electricity's out here at home, and so have a generator running and some minimal lighting. So if it looks a little different today, that's probably partly why. But fortunately, I have a generator I've had for years, and it fired right up and was able to power up the internet and get online. So here we are, Saturday morning. As I was working through that and spending time with God, I'm continuing in the In Christ Alone devotional journal. Today's topic in that journal is, In Christ I Have His Fullness. And as I thought about that, and Paul writes to the Colossians and talks about having the fullness of Christ within us, I think about the things that I carry with me. Some years ago, I posted a picture of my dad on social media. And almost immediately, as I began to post that, the social media algorithms wanted me to tag, or wanted to tag me as the person in the picture. And I took it as a compliment, and still do, that I resemble my dad. That there's so much about him that I have in me. I've told this story before, and can't remember if I've done it on one of these morning broadcasts, but when I lived in the small town that our family farm was outside of, and would walk every day almost with my daughter, and sometimes carrying her in a front carrier, then a backpack and a wagon, but we love to get out and go for walks. And I would invariably cross paths with people who had lived in town for their entire life that would stop and say, I don't know who you are, but I can tell you who your dad is. Because whether I had my dad's fullness in me or not, I had enough of him that people knew who I was, where I belonged. And when I think about living with the fullness of Christ, that's the picture that comes to my mind. Is continually being filled up with his presence to the point that people might say, I don't know who you are, but I know who your God is. I can see him in you. And what a time in history to live with the fullness of God. A time when your community, the nation, the world is reeling from a global pandemic. A time when fear reigns and we're heading into a fall election here in the United States and all of the turmoil that brings with it. A time, I think, compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic, but a time when anger and hatred and unrest seems to spread like wildfire. A time when we realize that not everyone is treated equally. Well, we've not yet realized that that isn't always based on race. That there are a lot of people that are mistreated every day that has nothing to do with the color of their skin. Oh, there are people that are mistreated because of the color of their skin. I'm not discounting that. But people are mistreated because sin is in the hearts and lives of others. But it's in the midst of that context that we have the opportunity to live each day with the fullness of Christ in us. When people look at your social media feeds, your timelines, your postings, your sharings, your comments, your likes, your angry faces, do they see the fullness of Christ or do they see something different? Now, before you become too hard on yourself, please know that none of us are perfect. None of us are there yet. It's a process that God's continually pouring Himself into us as we allow Him to. But just as my dad's fullness isn't complete within me, there's things that do not quite match up. There's enough of His fullness that people see Him in me. There ought to be enough of God's fullness in you and me that people see Him in us. How do we live that way? I believe it's a daily decision, a daily sacrifice, a daily submission to live in humility. Study the life of Jesus. He was very humble, very loving, very forceful at times with the truth, but specifically with those who would keep insisting they knew the truth when they didn't. To those who were curious, those who were seeking, those who were wanting to learn, He was very patient. Scripture tells us that about God's patience. He says he's patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, to a saving knowledge of who Jesus is. You see, it's in that context, as people were questioning and wondering, when in the world is Jesus coming back? He says, well, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as but a day. Don't get wrapped up in your timetables, because God works in a whole different time frame. Just keep living with the fullness of Christ. Keep living in a way that He is seen and heard in you. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to consider what that looks like. Consider if there's things that God has already been prompting you to do for your family, for your neighbors, for your loved ones, for your co-workers, for strangers. And you've so far said, I don't think so. That's just not who I am. Guess what? That's okay. If it's who God is. See, God's not so concerned that you live life according to who you are. He's concerned that you live life according to who He is. And yes, He's gifted each one of us. He's designed us for a purpose, to fit into His body as each part, He talks about, does its work. Had the opportunity at a group gathering earlier this week to pray. And afterwards, an individual says, your voice really carries well. Everyone could hear as you were praying for the group. And praying for, it was a baptism for the individual who was just baptized. And I just kind of smiled. I said, well, what I'm told often. Which is kind of interesting because my normal speaking voice is, well, it's not so forceful. It's rather quiet. It's hesitant, I guess, would be the best word. But there's something about preaching and teaching and praying that it's as if I make myself available and God's Spirit speaks in a way that really isn't me, but it is. And so as you live with the fullness of Christ, you take the things that you're good at and you also take the things that you're not so good at and you let God use them. And you probably will end up surprised at how He uses them. God's not really looking for charismatic leaders who can sway crowds and convince them to follow them. All through Scripture, He's looking for humble servants who will live with the fullness of Christ in them and convince people to follow Christ. Not so much with fancy words or incredible teaching, but with a life that people look at and say, that's what I want. That's what I need. And honestly, it's a challenging, haunting question. At least for me. Do people look at me and say, I need what he has? When people see how I respond to a global pandemic, do they say, I need what he has? When people look at how I respond to social injustice, do they say, I need what he has? When people look at how I respond to anger and hatred running rampant in the streets of many of our cities, do they say, I need what he has? Or do they look at me and say, that's not relevant. That's not helpful. That's the same old stuff I'm already living in. You see, living with the fullness of Christ ought to transform us in such a way that people see Him and say, I need that. And granted, it's not going to be everybody all at once. And Jesus definitely didn't have everyone looking at Him and saying, I need what He has. There were many who tried to silence Him and to the point of thinking they could crucify Him and that would put an end to it. So don't base what you do on how people respond, but base what you do on how Christ can be seen and heard and felt through you. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that even in such a time as this, as an electrical outage from a storm, the ability exists to still share together in this online fashion. Father, thank you that you've put the fullness of Christ within each of us. That even as we struggle sometimes more than others to live like that, His presence is there. So God, help us to continually grow, that His fullness is seen more and more. Help us to live in such a way that people who do not know us would say, I know you're God. I can see Him in you. Oh, Father, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. I pray that the fullness of Christ would be seen by them and their parents and the adults and those who care for them. I pray that they would grow in grace and knowledge and truth. That they too would live with the fullness of God, with Christ's presence within them. Father, I pray that you would remove this virus and even beyond removing it, that we would learn incredible lessons that you've been teaching over the last few months, and even incredible lessons that are yet to be taught and yet to be learned. I pray that we have used this and will continue to use this time to more fully examine ourselves, to measure out how much is us and how much is you, so that we can continue to lessen self and increase you. Father, today may we represent Jesus well. And if that means we're out somewhere and interacting with people, may His presence be obvious. Oh, they may not know that's what it is, but may we live in such a way that they know that we're not a normal person. And I know we hear that and the chills almost run down our spine because we strive so hard to, quote, be normal. When you're calling us to live above normal, to live with the fullness of Christ in us. Father, even if we're not out interacting with people, but we're interacting on social media, may the things that we like and share and post and comment on be done in such a way that the fullness of Christ is seen. And Father, as we spend time with you and your word, may you prompt us and move us to action, to love and encourage, and that phrase, spur one another on to love and good deeds. Help us to find the ways to do that in today's world. God, today, may we be an encouragement to someone else. May we let our light so shine that people would see our good works and glorify you, because they see the fullness of Christ in what we do. Oh, Father, today, may we lift up Jesus. May we make Him known. May He be seen in our families, in our communities, in our nation, in our world. Because your children are living with the fullness of Him in us. Father, as we cry out for help, may we do so with the confidence that your presence is always with us, that your help is always available, that even that the help that we need is not always the help that we're asking for. May we accept your help in your way and in your time. Father, we prepare throughout today and tomorrow to worship together with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And whether that's worshiping together in person in a church building or or outside a church building, or whether it's worshiping together online. May we truly come before you as those that are filled with Christ in such a way that our worship comes from spirit and truth. Oh, Father, may we lift up Jesus today that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning, or whenever it is that you're happening to tune in. I do pray that today you are greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.